Today, many self-sacrificing and generous people give of themselves and even their lives for the sake of others. We also find many people, including leaders of nations, focused primarily on themselves, their power, rights, and good fortune. Often they crush the people who oppose them. We see this in Iran and Russia, among other places. They are focused on themselves and not on the good of the people. St. Catherine of Siena, speaking for Christ, writes, "Not by the sword, or by war, or by violence, will one regain her beauty, but through peace and the constant and humble prayers and sweat and tears poured out by my servants with eager desires. And so I will fulfill your desire by giving you much to suffer, and your patience will spread light into the darkness of the world's evil." After airplanes crashed into the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, frightened, injured, and frantic people looked for a way to escape the buildings through the dust-clouded environment. A man in a red bandana called out to them to follow him, for he had found an exit. He led this group of people down the stairs and to safety outside. He returned inside the building to bring out more people. The building collapsed upon him and many others. People asked who was the man in the red bandana. Later he was identified as Wallace Crowther, only 24 years old, who gave up his life because he cared more about the we than the I. In today's gospel, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem where he would be crucified, where he would give up his life for the world, for a world of the we and the I that includes each of us. He was traveling through Galilee. As he walked along, he taught his disciples that he would be handed over and killed, but after 3 days, he would rise. His disciples did not understand what he was saying. He came to Capernaum, where Peter lived. Inside the house, perhaps belonging to Peter, Jesus asked his disciples why they were arguing. He had just revealed to them that he was going to die and rise for the sake of others. But the apostles were arguing about who individually was going to be the greatest. They did not understand Jesus, who wanted them to be concerned for others rather than seeking their own privilege or advantage. St. James teaches in today's second reading, "Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice." Jesus addresses his apostles, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." He invites his disciples to welcome him by welcoming a child, representing the weakest and most vulnerable. Jesus would be found in the defenseless, marginalized, and weak. In caring for these little ones, they would receive the risen Jesus and the one who sent him, his Father. The Old Testament reading again shows the selfish mind of those who would destroy another, in this case, Jeremiah. "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for our transgressions, and charges us with violations of our training. With abuse and torture, let us put the just one to the test. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him." The responsorial psalm suggests Jesus' prayer. O God, hear my prayer. Hearken to the words of my mouth. The haughty have risen against me. They do not set God before their eyes. But God is my helper. The Lord sustains my life. Freely will I offer you sacrifice, the sacrifice of my life for others. I will praise your name, O Lord, for its goodness. Against the background of Jesus' impending death and resurrection, he challenges his apostles to develop community, to facilitate the reign of God by opening ourselves to welcoming the vulnerable and the weak. He challenges us to see the we rather than the I. It is in the building up of the community of humanity, the we rather than the I, that we will discover Christ loving us. We see many examples of generous people sacrificing their lives for others, like the man in the red bandana, or those who protest against injustice. But do we recognize the risen Jesus in the marginalized community of the we? Can we serve the diversity of humanity and move beyond our polarization and egocentrism? Can we accept that the risen Christ is still searching to love us as we look for him in the community of vulnerable humanity and nature? When we gather for the Eucharist, are we not united as a community, a communion of believers? Are we not united with the risen Christ in holy communion? Does not Christ ask us to go forth from Eucharist to facilitate community and oneness with all people and nature, even if it costs us dearly? Not by the sword, or by war, or violence will one regain her beauty, but through peace and constant and humble prayers and sweat and tears poured out by my servants with eager desire.